This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. A former al-Shabaab commander who is under house arrest in Somalia says he's being held to prevent him from seeking elected office. Mukhtar Robo Ali, popularly known as Abu Mansur, was the deputy leader of al-Shabaab. He'd been sought by the United States with a $5 million bounty for information leading to his location before he defected from al-Shabaab in August 2017 after a violent clash with them. The Somali government initially hailed his defection but arrested him in 2018 and placed him under house arrest. Speaking from Mogadishu, Abu Mansur told VOA that VOA Somali that his detention was politically motivated. The Somalian government has defended its decision to block his political aspirations, saying he's still under sanction by members of the international community for his prior membership in al-Shabaab. The U.S. State Department has confirmed that Russians hoping to apply for an immigrant visa to the United States are now required to travel to Poland to a U.S. embassy in Warsaw. The State Department said the change is in response to restrictions on the size of the embassy's staff in Russia. The development came amid unresolved U.S.-Russian tensions and tit-for-tat expulsions that have resulted in Russia-imposed limits on the size of the U.S. diplomatic staff in Moscow. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova responded to the change on the Telegram social media platform, saying America has turned what should be a routine technical procedure into, in her words, a real hell. The State Department pinned the blame squarely on Moscow, saying the reduced staffing size does not allow for routine services. This is VOA News.